Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 in the afternoon from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance to play anything I choose that I think will reach out and grab you a little bit. And occasionally put in something odd, reading a story, and I do have one of those odd things tonight. I call those wombats, and the name of my show is Wombats and Music. And in fact, the whole show tonight's going to be kind of wombatty because it's Halloween time. I have a little appetizer for you. This is to get you in the mood for the songs I'm going to play. So, did you enjoy your little sampling of horror? Well, some of the songs tonight sort of expand on that theme. But the first one is only here because it's a cat, or it's about a cat. And it's really not that Halloween-y, but the ones that follow it are. But I thought I'd start off kind of light and be kind. And so this is Meow by Cheryl Wheeler. And I knew her as a folk musician, pretty straight guitar, simple voice. But she's grown a bit, and this has quite a bit of ornamentation. So this is Meow by Cheryl Wheeler. That was Meow by Cheryl Wheeler. The next song is Thriller by Michael Jackson. And this song came out when MTV was just arriving, and there were videos that they would use to accompany a song. And this video, Thriller, was probably, in my mind, one of the best videos ever made. So if you want to go on YouTube and look up Thriller Michael Jackson and watch this video. It also has in it, in the middle, Vincent Price starts talking, very deep voice, and like, we're here waiting to hear you. And so I just want to throw in, I met Vincent Price. I was on a committee that helped get people to come to Columbus, Indiana. A foundation allowed us to pay them. And we each year we would pick out who we wanted. And one year we got Vincent Price. And sometimes the committee members, if you were lucky, would get invited to dinner. So I was on the committee, and one of the other committee members hosted Vincent Price. And so I met him. I didn't talk to him a lot. There were like six or seven of us there. But I did meet him. And just a delightful man. And so this is his performance in here for which he's famous. Vincent Price was an actor who was in a lot of horror films. In any case, you're ready for Thriller by Michael Jackson.
All through the night. close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
That was Thriller by Michael Jackson, and the deep voice coming in there was Vincent Price. The next song is Zombie Jamboree. Well, zombies fit perfectly with the Halloween theme. They're dead already. And there's a whole genre of zombie stuff, books and movies and stories and costumes, and I can't tell you, it's just everywhere. So this particular song, Zombie Jamboree, catches the whole flavor. There was a movie a few years ago called Zombieland. It had in it Woody Harrelson and Bill Murray. And it was kind of a zombie light film. I mean, there were zombies in it, and there was a lot of blood or something. But it wasn't that scary. It was more of a comedy. Some zombie movies aren't. Anyway, this is Zombie Jamboree, sung by Rockapella.
Back to back. Belly to belly, yes, my friends. Back to back. Belly to belly.
It was a zombie jamboree. Took place in the New York cemetery. It was a zombie jamboree. Took place in the New York cemetery. Zombies from all parts of the island. Some of them were great Calypsonians. Since the season was carnival, oh, they got together in Bacchanal. And they were singing back to back, ooh, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, ooh, belly to belly. It's a zombie jamboree. One female zombie, she wouldn't behave. See how she's dancing out of the grave. In one hand she's holding a quart of rum. The other hand was knocking a conga drum. You know the lead singer starts to make his rhyme. While the other zombie's rocking in time. One bystander, he had this to say. It was a trip to see the zombies break away. And they were singing back to back more. Belly to belly, well I don't give a damn. Back to back, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. And they were singing back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. Hey, 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 back to back. Everyone we sing back to back, and belly to belly, then back to back. One, two, three, four. Times Square to the Statue of Liberty. Uptown, downtown, zombie jamboree. Whoa, 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 yeah, yeah. There's a high wire zombie between the World Trades. A King Kong zombie on the Empire State. But the biggest zombies, Tokyo to Rome. The zombies will call the city home. Back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, oh, oh, belly to belly, it's a zombie. singing back to back to my belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. I need the chorus back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Yeah, back to back to my belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. Back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. Sing the chorus. Back to back, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, a zombie jamboree. Back to back,
you just heard Zombie Jamboree by Rockapella. The next song is The Irish Ballad by Tom Lehrer. Around 1960, Tom Lehrer emerged as an entertainer with recordings of songs he had written. He would write fairly simple songs. He'd play the piano and sing them and record them. These songs were humorous, but Tom Lehrer has a very dark sense of humor, as you'll hear in the next song. And I never met him, never saw him play live, but turns out he was teaching at the college I was at around the time these songs began to come out. He's a math professor. So this is Tom Lehrer singing The Irish Ballad, also known as Rickety Tickety Tin.
About a maid I'll sing a song, sing rickety tickety tin. About a maid I'll sing a song, who didn't have her family long. Not only did she do them wrong, she did every one of them in, she did every one of them in. One morning in a fit of pique, sing rickety tickety tin. One morning in a fit of pique, she drowned her father in the creek. The water tasted bad for a week, and we had to make do with gin, with gin. We had to make do with gin. Her mother, she could never stand, sing rickety tickety tin. Her mother, she could never stand, and so a cyanide soup she planned. The mother died with a spoon in her hand, and her face in a hideous grin, a grin, her face in a hideous grin. She set her sister's hair on fire, rickety tickety tin. She set her sister's hair on fire, and as the smoke and flame rose higher, danced around the funeral pyre, playing a violin, olin, playing a violin. She weighted her brother down with stones, rickety tickety tin. She weighted her brother down with stones and sent him off to Davy Jones. All they ever found were some bones and occasional pieces of skin, of skin, occasional pieces of skin. One day when she had nothing to do, rickety tickety tin. One day when she had nothing to do, she cut her baby brother in two and served him up as an Irish stew and invited the neighbors in, boys in, invited the neighbors in. And when at last the police came by, rickety tickety tin. And when at last the police came by, her little pranks she did not deny. To do so she would have had to lie, and lying she knew was a sin, a sin. Lying she knew was a sin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, rickety tickety tin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, and if you do not enjoy my song, you've yourselves to blame if it's too long. You should never have let me begin, begin. You should never have let me begin.
You just heard The Irish Ballad by Tom Lehrer. The next song is Anne Boleyn, sung by the Singing Milkmaids. Anne Boleyn was the second wife of King Henry VIII. He had six wives, and I've always thought very poorly of him because I thought he'd kill them all. But it turns out he only beheaded two of them, and Anne Boleyn was the first. The others, one died, one outlived him, and various other things. But this Anne Boleyn was beheaded by her husband, King Henry VIII, shortly after he had, like days after he had their marriage annulled. This song is about Anne Boleyn and her beheading and what happened next. By the Singing Milkmaids.
In the Tower of London, large as life, the ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, they declare. Poor Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife, until he had the headsman bob her hair. Ah, yes, he did her long, long years ago, and she comes back at night to tell him so. With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. Through the dusty corridors for miles and miles she goes. She often catches cold, poor thing, it's cold there when it blows. And it's awfully, awfully awkward for the queen to blow her nose with her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. She's looking for King Henry and she'll give him what for. Gadsoup, she's awfully mad at him for having spilled her gore. And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she keeps her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. Once she met King Henry, he was in the canteen bar. He said, are you Jane Seymour, Anne Boleyn, or Catherine Parr? And how in heaven's name am I to know just who you are with your head tucked underneath your arm? With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. Sometimes good King Henry gives a spread for all his pals and gals, a ghastly crew. The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread. Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the dew. She holds her head up with a wild war whoop. And Henry cries, don't drop it in the soup. With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour.
That was Anne Boleyn by the Singing Milkmaids. And now we have a surprise. Well, it is a Halloween show. The next song sounds kind of sweet and soft. It's called Norman by Rod McDonald, and I won't tell you what it's about because some of you will be able to figure it out. And then after the song is over, I'll tell you what makes it sort of weird. This is Norman by Rod McDonald.
Thank you. Mother, she's just a stranger. She's young and it's raining out. She's down at the motel. Thought I'd go back and check her out. I just checked her in, but there's something about her I can't figure out. Like she's on the run from somewhere, with something she can't talk about. Mother, she was a nice girl. We had dinner, she ate like a bird. Though I don't know why they use that expression, birds eat a lot, I've always heard. And we talked about taxidermy and about you, 'cause she overheard. But you don't have to worry, Mother, I told her you were harmless, it was only words. And don't it keep getting harder, living here, year after year, since they built that new highway. Only the lost come here. Guess I'll go light the sign, wash the shower curtain clear, here on our highway to nowhere. Mother, you remember that girl I told you about in the motel room? She fell down in the shower. Now there's all this blood and I don't know what to do. She's the first guest we've had check in since I don't remember when, do you? I had to drown her car and all of her belongings too. And don't it keep getting harder, living here year after year, since they built that new highway. Only the lost come here. Guess I'll go light the sign, wash the shower curtain, here on a highway to nowhere. And Mother, I don't know what to do. I can't simply leave her there. She gave me a different name than the one she wrote on the register. She left the water running, and now the tiles are in need of some repair. They'll never take you, Mother. Do you know someone can just disappear? And don't it keep getting harder, living here year after year, since they built that new highway? Only the lost come here. Guess I'll go light the sign, wash the shower curtain clear, here on our highway to nowhere. Oh, on our highway to nowhere.
That was Norman, sung by Rod McDonald. And for those of you who didn't pick up what was going on, there was a 1960 Hitchcock movie called Psycho, and in that movie Norman Bates murdered the young woman who was played, the part was played by Janet Leigh, and that's what the song is suggesting. But if you didn't see the movie and you remember it, that wouldn't mean much to you. The next thing is a wombat. It's tonight's wombat. It's Sheila Kay Adams telling a story. Sheila Kay Adams is a professional performer, and I met her a number of times. She was the one of the performers on the weeks I went to. I think I went to at least 3 or 4 weeks where she was one of the lead performers, and she tells stories and sings songs. She was raised not that far from Abingdon. She was raised in what was then called Sodom, North Carolina, which is a little west of Charlotte, I think, in that area. So she is the sixth generation of families that sang songs and told stories, and she inherited it and does the same. So this is Sheila Kay Adams telling a story she learned in her childhood when she calls it the ghost dog.
During the Great War, as it was called over home, there was a rebel soldier who got set upon by some Yankees and was killed way back up in the Gudger Tract. Traveling with him was a big white shepherd dog. The Yanks tried to catch it, even shot at it a few times, but the dog managed to get away. The Yanks buried the rebel there and moved on, but the dog stayed. For years, folks who passed back and forth through that area saw it there around the grave. Some folks tried to call the dog to them, but it would only sit watching, never straying too far from the graveside of its master. Some years later, the dog was found dead, lying right across the grave. Someone dug a hole and buried it beside the man it had guarded even after death. Then came stories from reliable folks about a great white dog that would trot along by your side for a ways as you walked or rode your horse along the path that wound around the ridge. The place became known as Rebel Ridge and is still called that today. George Bishop was one of those who swore he had seen the dog. George had a bit to drink and had laid out just about all night playing cards. He figured his wife was waiting up for him just so she could give him a good cussing, so he decided to take a shortcut up along Rebel Ridge. He came out on top of the ridge and started out along the path, picking his way by the light of a full moon. He said he wasn't even thinking about no dog, just the cussing he was in for, when all of a sudden, right there beside him, trotting along, was the biggest white dog he had ever seen. He said, "Get from here," and kicked at it, thinking to run it off. But much to his surprise, his foot went clear through it. He stopped dead in his tracks and took a good look at it. All of the hairs on the back of his neck stood straight up. He said later if he had had any hair on his head, it wouldn't have fit in a bushel basket, because what he saw almost scared him to death. The dog had glowing red eyes, and George could see the ground right through it. He decided right then that something unnatural was a-taking place, and he broke to run. He was a-picking them up and a-putting them down, and the dog stayed right with him. Much to his horror, the dog looked up and said, plain as any person might, "We are running now, ain't we?" This stunned George so bad that he stopped, clutching his breast, gasping for breath. The dog stopped, too, and sat looking up at him. "We are resting now, ain't we?" the dog asked. George started to run again with the dog loping along beside him. "We are running again, ain't we?" the dog asked. George is pretty much blind with fear by now, so it's no wonder that he didn't see the route across the path until his foot caught on it, sprawling him face down in the dirt. He pulled his coat up over his head and lay real still, expecting at any minute to feel the dog's teeth sink into his leg or his arm. After a few minutes, when his breathing and his heart slowed down, he dared a peek out from under his coat. Sure enough, there sat the dog, patiently watching him. "We are resting again, ain't we?" Well, George figured he had just about had enough of this. He looked the dog square in them old red eyes and said, "Yes, a God, we are. And when we're good and rested, then we're going to get up and run some damn more." George lived to tell his tale, and as far as I know, he never took the nigh way home across Rebel Ridge again.
That was The Ghost Dog, a story that Sheila Kay Adams learned in her childhood. The next song is The Hanging Tree. The song is sung by Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer played the part of Katniss Everdeen in the four Hunger Games movies And I believe this song, The Hanging Tree, was in the last one. And I read an article written saying she told people after the movie she was more frightened by having to sing this song than anything else she had to do in the movie because she'd never been a singer. I think she did a great job. The song came out well, and eventually it was on the charts a little bit. So this is The Hanging Tree, sung by Jennifer Lawrence.
Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man. They say who murdered three. Strange things did happen here. No stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where a dead man called out for his love to flee? Strange things did happen here. No stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where I told you to run so we'd both be free? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you come into the tree where a necklace of hope side by side with me. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where I told you to run so we'd both be free? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say he murdered three. Strange things that happened to you, stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree? Are you coming to the tree?
That was The Hanging Tree, sung by Jennifer Lawrence. The next song is Killed by a Coconut. Shel Silverstein wrote this song, and now it's being sung here by Bob Gibson, and the sly little guy making the smart remarks in between, that's Shel Silverstein. So this is, it's morbid, that's why it's in my Halloween set, Killed by a Coconut.
Just had a stress test, and he was fine.
Yeah, I seen him. He looked good. He really did.
His cholesterol level was down to 209.
Ooh, healthy and happy.
He saved up his money, retired to the tropic sea.
That sounds beautiful.
There he was. was resting contentedly,
yeah,
underneath a tall palm tree when he was killed by a coconut.
Killed by a coconut?
Killed by a coconut.
Killed by a coconut.
Just when things were looking up, he happened to be looking down. Yeah, he was killed by a coconut.
And you could be
killed by a coconut.
That's why you never should be
sitting underneath the coconut tree when the coconut come down.
I think I understand the gravity of the situation.
After 5 years of begging and pleading, she finally said yes.
Oh, that's what we want to hear.
They slipped into his apartment. She slipped out of her dress.
Ooh, I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall there.
He lit up some incense.
Was that patchouli?
And unplugged the phone.
The sneaky devil.
And was just about to enter the twilight zone.
Yeah.
When he was killed by a coconut.
Ooh, what a feeling.
Killed by a coconut.
It came through the ceiling.
The people upstairs were having a luau, and one fell through the floor.
What's the chances of that?
Be killed by a coconut.
If you ain't protected,
killed by a coconut,
they come unexpected.
So never be lying in bed at night with the one that you adore.
Now you tell me.
He got the promotion. He felt great.
Oh, I got a raise. He got insurance, health care, dental care.
He took everybody in the office out to celebrate.
Oh, we went to this fancy restaurant, man. It was really, really
good. Ordered up pina coladas.
Ooh, I love them.
All around.
Oh, I got so lightheaded.
And they made a toast.
Yeah.
He drank it down.
Uh-oh.
And made a gasping sound. And he was killed by a coconut.
A great big cold one.
Killed by a coconut.
He swallowed a whole one.
The young bartender was just out of school and put the whole damn coconut in.
The kid tried.
He was killed by a coconut.
It ain't no joke.
You could be killed by a coconut.
Oh, gasp and choke.
So never be drinking in a bar at night, surrounded by all of your friends.
Oh, I love guitars.
He come back from Vietnam without even scars.
Oh, he had medals. The guy was a hero.
Started driving them demolition derby cars.
Oh, yeah, that was a good idea.
He joined the police force.
Uh-oh.
Survived a shootout or two.
Oh, I think I see what's coming.
Now he was healthily jogging down the avenue.
Oh, don't tell me.
He was killed by a pineapple.
What?
They were out of coconuts.
Oh.
Killed by a pineapple.
Oh, it felt like a coconut.
The A&P truck hit a telephone pole and fruit went flying everywhere. So if there's plans you got,
big, big plans you got,
just make sure you're not.
Just make sure you're not
jogging down the road on a sunny afternoon, 'cause coconuts are lurking out there.
Oh, don't scare me, man.
Killed by a coconut.
Oh, what a way to die now.
Killed by a coconut.
Come on, everybody, cry now.
Fate has a way of making you pay for all the wrongs you do.
And a couple of the rights, too.
All the plans you got.
All the plans you got.
Ain't gonna mean a lot.
Ain't gonna mean a lot.
When you meet up with the coconut that's out there waiting for you.
Oh, he ain't waiting for me, man.
Yeah, the plans you got will not mean a lot when you take a shot that don't feel so hot. And ready or not, you come to the spot. Your coconut's waiting for you.
Oh, somewhere there's a tropical fruit with your name on it.
That was Killed by a Coconut, sung by Bob Gibson and Shel Silverstein. The next song is, it's in here because it just has a ghostly, scary feel to it for me. It's called Keep Going, and it's by Bozo Baiju and Tony Joe White. And the voice you hear is Tony Joe White's. So this is Keep Going, and if there is a genre of swamp music, and I'm pretty sure there is, I bet this is the queen of swamp music. So keep going.
Y'all ain't from around here, are you? Where you boys trying to get to? The swamp. All right. Down this road right here. You go down this road here. You go down a ways and you come up on. And you come to some crossroads. Keep going.
Thank you. Christmas. Y'all ain't from around here, are you?
The next song is from 1949. It's Riders in the Sky by Vaughn Monroe, and it is a ghost story.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. The ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. In the sky, their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet, 'cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Yippee-yi-oh. Loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a-riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. In the sky.
That was Riders in the Sky by Vaughn Monroe. And the last song on the show today is Swamp Witch in the Swamp Genre by Jim Stafford.
Blackwater Hattie lived back in the swamp where strange green reptiles crawl. And snakes hang thick from the cypress trees like sausage on a smokehouse wall. Where the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes and all of them watching you. Stay off the track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou. Way up the road from Hattie's shack lies a sleepy little Okeechobee town. Talk a swamp witch, a Hattie, lock you in when the sun go down. Rumors of what she done, rumors of what she do, kept folks off a track of Hattie's shack in the back of the Black Bayou. One day brought the rain stayed on, and the swamp water overflowed. Skeeters and the fever grabbed the town like a fist, Doc Jackson was the first to go. Some said the plague was brought by Hattie, there was talk of a hanging too. But the talk got shackled by the howls and the cackles from the bowels of the Black Bayou. Dark and dawn, shadows fill the sky. There came an unseen caller on a town where hope run dry. In the square there was found a big black round vat full of gurgling brew. Whispering sounds as the folks gathered round, it came from the black bayou. There ain't much pride when you're trapped inside a slowly sinking ship. Scooped up the liquid deep and green, and the whole town took a sip. Fever went away, and the very next day the skies again were blue. Let's thank old Hattie for saving our town. We'll fetch it from the Black Bayou. Party of ten of the town's best men headed for Hattie's shack. Said swamp witch magic was useful and good, and they're gonna bring Hattie back. Never found Hattie, and they never found the shack, and they never made a trip back in. A parchment note they found tacked to a stump said, "Don't come looking again."
That was Swamp Witch by Jim Stafford. Definitely swamp music. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, coming to you from WEHC. And now it's time to ask you to join me in what's sort of become a ritual ending of this show. It's audience participation time. And ready or not, your time is now. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.